One of my favorite images of the rosary is that of Mary's rocking chair. If you've ever watched a mother, or a father for that matter, rocking their child in a chair, or when the child is upset or agitated, it's that constant rocking back and forth that finally calms the child down. And the older I get, seems the more calming that I need. And it's not that I'm going to throw a physical tantrum, though I'm not above that. It's the chatter that's always seemed to be going on in my head. And I'm so grateful you can't hear that. And it's so distracting. It's so distracting. The chatter that's always going on in between my ears, even when I sit in a quiet church or a quiet chapel or going out in nature and I'm in a peaceful setting, I'm not at peace because what's going on in here? And the rosary is one of the best weapons that we have for gaining that inner peace. I mean, it's easy to blame the world of that, why I'm so not able to focus, you know? I mean, we carry around these wonderful little devices with us, right? That are prime source of distraction. You know, cell phones like money make good servants but horrible masters. You know, the litany in our heads of what so-and-so has done to us or what's going on in the city or in the church or in the country or in the world, it's on auto repeat all the time, and it gets tiresome. And the rosary is among the perfect antidotes to find that peace, because it's not out there. It's in here already. It's with us wherever we go. We have only to access it. St. Augustine famously said that, "O God, you were close to me and I was far from you." Sound familiar? The rosary is, first of all, a gospel prayer. We use prayers that we find in the Gospels. The prayer of our common adoption, the Our Father. The angelic salutation with Jesus at the core in the Hail Mary. Sending glory to the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All these vocal prayers that make up the rosary, and the mysteries of the life of our Lord and our Lady that make it up, give us a summary of the gospel that we don't need our Bibles necessarily in hand. We can picture it in our mind. But the rosary is a wonderful meditation tool because, first of all, it's physical, because we're not angels. In case you hadn't noticed, we are incarnate beings. We have a body, right? And so the rosary is the original fidget spinner. It gives us something to put in our hands and gives our fingers something to do when we're praying, rather than trying to find a new position. The prayers, the vocal prayers of the rosary, give our discursive mind something to do, puts those tapes on pause. I'm old enough, I can still use the metaphor of tapes, and you know what I mean, right? Put that, all the chatter that's going on in your brain, put it on pause. Use the vocal prayers to focus your attention. And sooner or later, that chatter will be diminished and you can go deeper and find that well of peace that dwells within each one of us. In using the rosary and meditating on the life of our Lord and our Lady, we touch God within ourselves. We're able to silence that chatter, if just for a few moments, so that we're not reacting to stuff, but we can simply be with our God. To be like Adam and Eve before the fall when they walked with God in the intimacy of the garden. That we have that ability in our own prayer, in our own meditation, not to escape the noise, but to get underneath it. To find that, literally, that peace and that quiet that dwells within us. And there, to meet our God, to encounter the God who loved us into being, and to invoke her help, the mother of the Savior, the mother of the church, who wants no more than for us to be with her Son, who wants us, her children, her adopted children, to be at peace with God. And this is why we pray the Rosary. We pray to get in touch ultimately with God. We use the scriptures. We use the life of Jesus. We use the life of Our Lady to get in touch with the God who dwells within us so that we can powerfully and dynamically be the disciples that He has called us to be. To take her hand, our Blessed Mother, and to answer God's call to us to be disciples of her Son in the world, in the midst of the chatter, in the midst of the noise, but we ourselves being focused and rooted and grounded in the peace and the joy that is within each one of us. So as a part of our Rosary Sunday observance, we also have our student brother, Brother Athanasius, who I now invite to the pulpit.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. My name is Brother Athanasius, and I have the great pleasure of spending the next year of my life here in Benicia at St. Dominic's for my residency year as a student brother. And already in the past month, I've been overwhelmed by the kindness and the generosity with which the community has received me. And so first of all, I would like to start off by thanking you sincerely for everything that you do to support us Dominicans in our mission and for your fidelity to Christ and to the church. Now, I've been invited to speak to you today because today is Rosary Sunday. And Rosary Sunday is the one Sunday out of the year that we Dominicans are allowed to take up a special collection specifically for the formation of Dominican student brothers like me who are still studying to be priests. Now, as mendicant friars, we're beggars, which means we rely on your generosity to be able to pursue our mission to preach and teach the gospel in an attractive and compelling manner. Now, personally, I have a great passion for this mission because my own faith journey has taught me how life-changing it can be to hear the gospel presented in a compelling way. You see, as a teenager, I wandered away from God, like so many young people of my generation. And it was really for quite a simple reason. I had many, many questions about life, about existence in the universe, that I simply felt I wasn't getting any good answers to. Questions like, what is the meaning of life? How is the Bible compatible with modern science? Why is there something instead of nothing? And I looked to those around me for help in answering those questions, but I never felt like my questions were really being heard, much less answered in a satisfying way. And so, unfortunately, at a crucial moment in my life as a teenager, when some well-formed and well-placed catechesis could have helped me to make a decision to center my life around God, instead, I chose to center my life around myself. And needless to say, that didn't work out so well for me. But fortunately, God had mercy on me, and he led me back to his son, Jesus Christ. And the way that happened for me was that during my first year of college, a time when many people move away from the faith, I learned about St. Thomas Aquinas through a philosophy professor of mine, St. Thomas Aquinas, the great Dominican theologian. And I read the writings of Thomas Aquinas, and I was amazed at what I found. For the first time in my life, I felt like the Catholic faith was being presented to me in a way that actually made sense to me, in a way that actually answered a lot of the questions that I have. I thought to myself, if only I had known about Aquinas and Dominican theology back when I was a teenager, back when I was 13, back when I was making those life-changing decisions. And so for me, hearing the faith presented in an intelligent, compelling way by a Dominican theologian enabled me to begin my journey back to Christ and really my path to where I am right now. And as a Dominican friar, I want to devote my life to helping people find their way back to Christ, just like Aquinas helped me to find my way back. And that's why I need your help, Benicia. You see, being able to give an intelligent, compelling presentation of the faith, like Aquinas was able to do so well, requires a long, difficult, theological, spiritual, and pastoral formation. And that formation happens to require considerable financial resources these days. Last year, this parish, St. Dominic's in Benicia, was able to raise $47,500 on Rosary Sunday alone. Pretty amazing. And I, for all of my Dominican student brothers, express my profound gratitude for all of your support and your generosity. And if we can increase that amount by just 10%, we will reach $52,500, which is exactly the amount required to fund a student brother like myself to spend 1 year of studies at our House of Studies, St. Albert's in Oakland. So I ask all of you, help me and my Dominican brothers learn how to preach the gospel to a world that so desperately needs it. In the pews around you, you will find stacks of special Rosary Sunday envelopes, and you can use those envelopes to make your contribution to our Rosary Sunday collection, which will be a second collection that will take place right after communion. I thank you again for all of your generosity, all of your support, and all your prayers. That generosity and those prayers make our mission as Dominicans possible. Thank you, and God bless you all.